Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Dalad Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud. I'm about to take a look at the opinion of Chachamim in our Mishnah, who say that Kriyat Shema must be said by midnight, followed by Rabban Gamliel, who says it can be said all night. Chachamim Kaman Svira Lehu. And at this point, we can look back at Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. And he said that the Kriyat Shema can be said until the end of the first watch. And Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, he said that it can be said all night. And understand that their disagreement is in understanding the definition of the word Bishoch Becha. Does it mean while you are lying down or when you're in the process of going to sleep? Rabbi Eliezer clearly understands that Bishoch Becha means when you are going in the process of going to sleep, and that's till a third of the night. After that, everybody who is going to go to sleep is already asleep, except for the guards. And Rabban Gamliel holds Bishoch Becha means as long as you are asleep, meaning as long as it's sleep time. The Chachamim seem to have neither position. If they hold, like Rabban Gamliel, meaning, if they hold that Bishoch Becha means as long as you're in the process of going to sleep, they should say so till the first watch. If they hold like Rabban Gamliel, they should say all night. The answer is the only Rabban Gamliel's Sferlehu. They essentially agree with Rabban Gamliel that it is Bishoch Becha meaning as long as you are lying down. And the reason they said you have to say it by midnight is to keep you away from a sin. We already heard about this, and now we'll get the follow-up through the Braita from the Tana to Devei Eliyahu. Ketanya, Chacham Masu Siagu Divrehem. It's actually a passage from the Avot Rabbi Natan. Chacham Masu Siagu Divrehem, it's a pickup on the phrase in the beginning of Pirkei Avot, Asu Siagu Divrehem. And here's an example. A person is going to come home at the end of the day. Vomar, elech leveti, I'm going to go home. Vochal kim, I'll eat something. Veshtekim, I'll drink something. Vishan kim, I'll take a little nap. Vacharkach kriyat kriyachman palal. Then I'll get up and I'll say kriyachman and I'll say tefillah. And you end up falling asleep, you wake up, it's morning, and you missed everything. Aval Adam ba min hasadeh ba'erev, a person comes home at night, nichnas v'bet ha'knesset, the first thing he has to do is go to bet ha'knesset, because he doesn't have this all-night to say Shema. Im ragil likrot korei, which seems to mean that if he's accustomed to reading Tanakh, he does so. V'im ragil lishnot shoneh, if he's accustomed to studying Mishnayot, he does that. V'kori kriyat shma in palel, and then he says kriyat shma, and says tefillah. And then he goes home, v'ochel pitom v'arech, he has his evening bread, he says a bracha, bracha mazon, and goes to sleep. V'chol ha'over divrei chachamim chayav mita. That's the end of the braita. If you violate the words of the chachamim, you are chayav mita. Now, the first thing the Gemara does to analyze this braita is look at the last line. Ma'ishna v'chol duchta delok tani chayav mita, ma'ishna hacharik tani chayav mita. We have lots of examples of where we have a gzerat chachamim, and there isn't followed by this stern line that says that if you violate the words of the Chachamim, you're chayav mita. So why here, of all places, does it say that? There's two answers given. Because here it's very easy to just fall asleep and miss everything. We kind of have to put an extra little push into it to motivate you not to violate the words of the Chachamim. We're going to encounter a very famous machloka between Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua about whether Tfilat Arvit is obligatory or voluntary. So this braita seems to be taking the position that it's obligatory, and in order to stress that position, they said, Kol Overal Devei Chachamim Chayav Mita. Now let's take a look at the essential braita. Amar, Kri Kriyat Shema Mitpalel. First you say Shema, then you say Tfilah. Messiah Le'el Rabbi Yochanan. So we find it in the second generation of Amorai, or Tisrael, there was a dispute about evening davening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, what's a person who's going to merit the world to come? Zeh Somech Geula L'Tfilah Shel Arvit. Somebody who not only says Geula right before Tfilah in the morning, but does the same thing in the evening, meaning that first we say Geula, which follows Kriyat Shema, and then we say Arvit. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Tfilot Be'emtza Tignum. He says the opposite, that Kriyat Shema should bound the day. You say Kriyat Shema in the morning first thing, and Kriyat Shema at night last thing, and all the Tfilot are in the middle, Shachri Min Chamari, which means that Tfilah comes before Shema at night. And Maikami Palgi, where do Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi disagree? Ibaitem akrai, ibaitem asfara. Could be psukim, it could be sfara. Ibaitem asfara. What's the possible disagreement in concept? Rabbi Yochanan savar gu'ulami or tanami havi. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, we left Egypt during the day, but we were redeemed at night when the Bechorot were killed. So therefore, the issue of gu'ula is a significant issue at night. It's mechat gu'ula l'tfila. El gu'ula malaita lohavi alad safra. The biggest gu'ula was not until the morning, or the fullest part. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savar came to Lohavi Elah Nisafra. He says that since the full Gula was not until the morning, Lohavi Gula Alaita, the nighttime's Gula was not significant enough, and therefore I'm not concerned with Smichat Gula Litfila. Vaitem Akra, or it could be that they're disagreeing about how to interpret and what to do with the Psukim. Shnei Mikra Chad Darshu. They're both bouncing off the same Pasuk. Tachti B'shach Bacha of Kumecha. That compares night Shema with morning Shema. Rabbi Yochanan Savar make a Shchiva Lekima. Makima kriyat shema v'chakach tefillah. Just like in the morning, you say shema, then tefillah. Kach af shchivana mikriyat shema v'chakach tefillah. Same thing at night, you say shema, then tefillah. Shuvan Levi Savar, and he has the same idea, just takes it differently. Makish shchiva l'kima, and compares sleep, going to sleep with getting up. Makima kriyat shema samuch l'mitato. Just like in the morning, kriyat shema is the first thing next to your bed when you wake up. Af shchivana mikriyat shema samuch l'mitato. Same thing at night, it should be the first thing, the last thing before you go to bed, and therefore tefillah is going to be first. Now, Meitiv Marbarei D'Ravina, we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan's statement about Somech Gula L'Tfilah, because we have a later Mishnah that we already saw invoked. By Erev Mivarech Shem Lefaneh U'Shtam L'Acharei, at night you say two brachot before Shema and two brachot after Shema, Gal Yisrael, but also Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. And if you think you have to be somech gula l'tfilah, halokah somech gula l'tfilah, now by the way, Rosh Givenu, you're interrupting between Gal Yisrael and Tfilah. Interrupting it with Hashkivenu. So Amri and the Beit Midrash, they answered, came with the Tkinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu, since the Rabbanan ordained that you must say Hashkivenu at night. Kigula Rechtadami, it's like an extension of Gula. So therefore, Shemar Mo Yisrael Ad is Gula. Dilote Mahache, and you have to accept that argument, because if you don't, Shachri Dehechimatsi Samech, you can't connect Gula to Tfilah even in the morning. Because Vamar Rabbi Yochanan mitchilah omer Hashem esfatai tiftach lasof omer yihnu atzonu efi. Before you start tefillah, you have to add this pasuk Hashem esfatai tiftach, which is an interruption between gulal and tefillah. And at the end, yihnu ratzon. Elohatam came to Kinar Rabbanu omer Hashem esfatai tiftach kefillah rechtadami. Since the rabbi said you have to say Hashem esfatai tiftach at the beginning of tefillah, it's like tefillah, and therefore it's not an interruption. And therefore the same thing, since they said you have to say Hashkivenu, it's like geula, and it's not an interruption. Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kol ha'omer Tehillah l'David b'chol yom. Most Gersaot leave out shalosh pamim. So anybody who says Tehillah l'David every day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. He has a place in the world to come. So my time, what's so good about Tehillah l'David? Either Hashem da'at b'alaf benefits because it's an abecedarian acrostic, and it's got a pasuk for every letter. And this, of course, raises the whole problem, the nun, and that's a shiur that I've given in a whole different context. Name Ashrei Tmei Derech. So say Tehillim Kuf Yotet. Da'atri B'tmanya Apin, and has 8 of every letter. It's 176 psukim, 8 times 22. Right, 8 olives, 8 bets, etc. Elam Shum De'ipe Potech Tadecha. The big thing about Tehillah David is it has this pasuk that says God feeds everybody. So name Ahalah Gadol. So say Kuf Lamed Vav Dichtiv Ben Oten Lechem Lochom Asar. Elam Shum De'ipe Tarti. The answer is it has both. Both at the Abecedarian acrostic, and that's an acrostic which A, B, C, D, and it's every letter. And also because it has Potech Dodecha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Neymalo Neymar Nun Ba'ashrei. Now notice here he doesn't refer to it as Tehillah David, which is the parak in Tehillim, but as Ashrei, this is the way we recite it in Shul. Why is there no Nun there? Neshesh Ba'mapaltan Shel Sonei Yisrael. Because a Nun reminds us of the destruction of Am Yisrael. Dechtiv Naflalo Tosif Kum Betulat Yisrael. In Amos, the Navi has a prophecy that the maiden of Israel has fallen, Nafla, and she won't get up anymore. Right, of course, that's difficult because you could find a pasuk prophesizing or describing the fall of Am Yisrael for any letter. Just open up Eicha. The Marav and the Tartzi Lahachi in Eretz Yisrael, they read the pasuk differently. Nafla v'lo tosif limpol, meaning she's fallen and she won't get up again, but rather she's fallen and she'll never fall again. Kum betulat Yisrael. So they parse it differently to make it read very positively. Nonetheless, even though the Nun was left out, the next Pasuk starts the Samech, and David Baruch HaKodesh foresaw that 250 years later, Amos would have that Nivuah, so David prefiguring it, how the next pasuk be, Somech Adonai l'chol ha'naflim, God picks up all those who have fallen, which is a very nice play with the nun of Nefila. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, this is here only because of Rabbi Elazar bar Avina with Ashrei. Gadol Mashinamar Michael Yoter Mashinamar B'Gavriel. When you describe different malachim, so Michael and Gavriel are mentioned in Tanakh. Michael, in this context, is not explicit, but that he's a more powerful malach. This is at the investiture of Yeshayahu, in Yeshayahu Vav. One of the malachim, one of the srafim, flew down to me with the coals from the Mizbeach. There it says he flew, and he sort of had to be flown up. In other words, he couldn't fly on his own, or he needed a little extra help. Now, my mashman hayachad Michael, who, how do I know that that echad in Yeshayahu was Michael? Amar Yochanan, atya echad echad, because the same word applies in Daniel. So he's called echad. So therefore, the echad Yeshayahu must be Michael. Michael Be'achat. Here Rashi explains that it means that Michael can go all the way around the world with one flap of his wings. Gavriel B'shtayim, Eliyahu Ba'arba, it takes him four. Malach HaMavet B'shmona, it takes him eight. Shatam HaGefa Achat. If there's a plague going on, then the Malach HaMavet can do it all in one, too. I'm Yishuv Ben Levi. Even though you said Kriyat Shema in Shul, Mitzvah Likroto Amitato. There's still a mitzvah to read it and to say it when you go to bed. Even though you said Kriyat Shema at the proper time. In Ma'ariv, we still say it on bed. We also see Maikra, so there's an allusion to that. Rigzu v'yal tachtau imu b'vavchel amishkavchem v'dom musela. Rigzu, kind of anger yourself or inspire yourself and don't sin. Say it on your hearts. That's an allusion to Shema. Cholavavcha. On your bed and then be silent. Amar Rav Nachman, so he picks up on the pasuk. It says, "In Tamin Chacham Hum Ein Sarich." If it's Tamin Chacham, he doesn't have to because he's always saying words of Torah. Our Rabbi of Tamin Chacham, Rabbi Elin Meimar Chad Pasuka Derachve. Even a Tamin Chacham should say at least one pasuk of Tefillah before he goes to bed. Can go and be Yadcha Afkidruchi Padita Oti Adonai Elamet, which is why that pasuk got turned a little bit inside out to end Adon Olam, which is at the end of many Tefillot. But I put my soul into your hands, God. You have redeemed me, etc. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. The Alame Giza Dani Yitzotova Yitzara. This is picking up because it's going on the same pasuk we just interpreted homiletically. A person should always kind of push and challenge his Yitzhar with his Yitzotov. Shinemar Rigzu V'Al Tachtau. Let's be sort of angry, as it were, generate some high spirits, and don't sin. Im nitzcho mutav. If you beat him, fine. If imav yasok b'torah, if not, then the next best thing to do is study Torah. That'll beat down the Yitzhara. Shneimar imu v'lavchem. What's the next phrase in the pasuk? Say it in your hearts. Im nitzcho mutav. If that beats the Yitzhara, fine. V'imav yikar kriyat shema. If not, then say kriyat shema. Shneimar al mishkavchem. On your bed, an allusion to Shema. Im nitzcho mutav. If that works, fine. If not, then you should remind yourself of the fact that you're going to die like everybody else is going to die. And hopefully that will inspire you to do tshuva. The end of the pasuk is be silent. Silence is an allusion to death. This is here because of the same tradition sequence. Hashem says to Moshe, come on up to the mountain, to the top of the mountain. I'll give you the stone tablets and the Torah and the mitzvah that I've written to instruct them. Luchot elu aser tadibrot, that's the 10 utterances. Torah is mikra, meaning all of Tanakh. A mitzvah zu mishnah, meaning all of the Torah shval pan. Asher katavti is elu nevimuktiyim, that's the rest of Tanakh. Lahorotam ze talmud, meaning all of the instructions and practical halacha. And this is one of many statements in Chazal that have all of Torah, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebal Peh, all emanating from Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol akrei kriyat shema mitato, ki ilu ochez cherv shel shtei feyot biyado. This is going to start us on a sugya that will occupy us for some time here, as we'll see in a moment. Anybody says Kriyat Shema on their bed is as if they're holding a double-edged dagger in their hand. Shinemar Romumot El Begronam, they have the songs of God in their throat. Cherev Pifiopi Adam, and a double-edged dagger in their hands. My Mashma, how do we get Kriyat Shema out of that? And Rezutra, the Ruvashi Miresha Dinyona. We got it from the earlier Pasuk. Shinemar Dichtiv Yalzuch Hasdim Bechavar Yeron Nomish Kuotam. Chassidim are rejoicing. The pious ones are rejoicing, and they are singing on their beds. Meaning, what's that? That's Shema. Uchti Batre. What does it say next? Ramot Abu Gurum, Cherpif Yadam. If you say Kriyat Shema on your bed before you go to bed, Mazikin b'devnin himenu. Then Mazikin, demons, have to leave you alone. Shinamar, Huvnei Reshef Yagbihu Uf. That Bnei Reshef, we're going to see what that means, are lifted up by Uf. Now Uf can mean a bird. Vein Uf ala Torah, that which flies away is Torah. Shinamar hata'if einechabo veinenu. Which is read by, if you are kind of close your eyes from it, suddenly it's not there anymore. And Reshef ala Mazikin, Reshef alludes here to Mazikin, Shnema Ufne Mzera, Vachume Reshef Beketav Miriri, one of the many interpretations of that phrase that shows up in Shirat HaAzinu. Okay, we'll pick it up in the middle of this Agadah, continue with the lengthy discussion of Mazikin and of Yisurin, but in the meantime we'll pause at this point and wish everybody a wonderful day.